All right, there, Motorhood. Check this out. You know, we got a few problems in the contracting industry. You know, so we're just going to talk some truth here on this quick little short solo cast episode of the Strongpreneur Podcast. But, you know, in the contracting world, you know, thanks to, you know, things like HGTV and everything else, you know, what you do is really easy and simple and should be cheap, right? I mean, that's in the painting industry, that's what we deal with a lot. You know, anyone can paint. And, you know, so that's a truth, you know, that just sometimes the public doesn't know what goes in to everything that you do in your industry. And that ain't cool. Another problem is that we all look alike. You know, every contractor looks alike until you hire them, and then they either kick ass or they screw the pooch. All right, so that's an issue that we're going to deal with here for a little bit. I'm going to deal with in a little bit right now. Another truth in the contracting world is about your business. You know, here's the deal in small businesses in general, 33, 34, 35, somewhere in there, percent of companies don't make a profit. That is a huge issue. Do you know that 92% or so, 92% of all business owners reach age 65 with a $0 net worth? Okay. That ain't good. All right. Do you know that the typical American couple only has $5,000 saved? Okay. And in retirement, the typical American couple is going to need about $260,000 in their retirement just to pay for medical shit. If that ain't a reason to get your ass in shape, I don't know what is. And then check this out. 70% of Americans have less than $50,000 saved for their retirement. All right, so listen, we've got some issues not only in the contracting world, but just in the small business world in general and in our personal lives. And so if you find yourself struggling with a couple of these or all of these types of things, then I think today's episode is going to help just get your mind going in the right direction. Because right now, as we're releasing this, it's about the middle of October 2016. And starting in November, I'm going to be doing a series on goal setting and all that good stuff, have some guests on to talk about stuff like that, so that you can make sure that you're going to get where you want in your business. All right, so let's talk about the first problem real quick. You know, where everyone thinks that they can paint or hang a door or whatever the hell it is in your trade, and it's easy because they saw it on TV and it only took them 30 minutes to do it on TV, and why are you here for 6 days, right? And charging me, you know, $42,000. Well, one of the ways that you can establish your value to people before they hire you, you know, and help you stand apart so that you don't look like every other guy in your industry, is this wonderful little thing called content marketing. And content marketing is basically a way that you go and you educate people on everything there is to know about your industry. If they have a question about what something costs, you've got a video or you've got an article about it. If they want to know how long something takes, again, you've got a video, you've got an article, you've got you know, a podcast like this, or whatever the questions are that your ideal client has, you can solve those through educating, all right? If you go back to, let's see, Strongpreneur episode number 6, when I really sucked as a host, you'll hear an interview with Marcus Sheridan. He's a content marketing speaker. He's a contractor, owns one of the best in-ground swimming pool companies in the world. And he shares a little bit of his journey on how he used content marketing to grow his business and basically bail him out when times were tough. All right, so guys, content marketing, again, is all about establishing trust. It's letting people, you know, behind the curtain, they get to know you, they get to like you, they get to trust you. And then eventually, when they have a need, when the time is right, and it could be a week from now or it could be 3 years from now, they're going to pull the trigger and give you some money. They're going to contact you. So if you want to stand apart and deal with this, hey, we all look alike thing in your industry, and people don't know the difference between your company and one of the other schmoes out there until they hire you or him. They make the mistake of hiring him and the experience sucks, or they hire you and the experience is kick ass. All right, you can actually help them know that beforehand by content marketing. So I want to encourage you to please shoot videos, do Facebook Lives. You know, if you go to the Facebook Live, Facebook page of Simplify Painting in Colorado Springs, you'll see we recently did a short little video on how we were prepping some cabinets to paint them. Our foreman Jonathan was out there and he just got on a Facebook Live and did that. Well, now everyone that contacts us about cabinets, we send them that video and they're like, holy cow, I didn't realize, you know, that much work went in to painting cabinets. All right. And your industry has those same things. So let people behind the curtain. All right. I want to move on to this other problem of people, business owners not making a profit, not having enough to retire with, and not having enough money in the bank and all that good stuff. So first thing that you are going to need to get through that head of yours is that you're going to have to change your grip. My business partner in the Contractor Sales Academy, Steve Schinholzer, you know, gave the analogy, a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever it was, when we spoke at an event. Actually, it was an amazing event called Pondemonium. It's put on by Aquascape outside of Chicago every August. And listen, if you're a contractor looking to get out of your trade or you want to change things up, I would highly encourage you to look at how Aquascape's got some things going on there, building water features and really kicking butt with it, because it's a great model. And anyway, that's another conversation. You can actually go back and search. I forget what episode it was, but I interviewed Greg Wittstock, CEO and founder of Aquascape, here on the show last spring. But listen, you got to change your grip. And basically what that is if you're if you're going to go take a golf lesson, and the first thing the golf instructor is going to do is he's going to tell you how to hold the club correctly. And you're going to do it, and it ain't going to feel right. It's going to feel awkward. You're going to be like, man, this sucks. I like my old way better. All right. But the point of this is, he's been hitting a golf ball a lot longer than you have, probably hits it a lot better, and knows a better way. All right. So if you are going to change this profit situation, this income situation that so many business owners and Americans struggle with, you're going to have to embrace the idea that you're going to have to get uncomfortable. If you don't get uncomfortable and learn to find a better way, then turn the podcast off right now and just keep doing the same old crap. All right. Couple things that you might need to change your grip on. It's saying no to the wrong things. You know, like we talk here all the time, talk a lot about not going on estimates, right? That's not good. Don't go on estimates. They're a waste of time. Have a conversation on the phone and sell crap on the phone so you don't waste your time. Say no to the wrong jobs. Say no to the wrong people. Maybe there's traditions or old thinking in your industry that are holding you back. You have to change your grip. All right. You know, the big thing the last, you know, decade or two has been, you know, get out of your business, you know, don't work in your business, work on your business. And I 100% believe that that is a great goal to have. However, I think before that can happen, you need to change your grip and say, I'm going to be more of a hands-on boss. All right. And listen, that doesn't mean that you spend more time working in your business. It means you are more involved in the right things. I currently spend 1 to 2 hours a week in my painting company in Colorado Springs, and it's run by somebody else. Okay. Because I'm spending the right 1 to 2 hours a week, and we're going to get that down to an hour a week, and then we're going to get it down to a couple hours a month. All right. So being more involved in your business doesn't mean you spend more time. It means that you are involved in the high impact, right things. All right. So if you want to change your income in the future, you got to make sure your best time is spent on that. All right. So let's get into three goals that I think you need to set. Hey, are you ready to get back your time, make more money, and enjoy your business again? The Contractor Sales Academy is changing the lives and businesses of contractors like you all over the country right now. Listen, you come in and you get access to experts, people that are living this stuff, doing this stuff every day, building stronger businesses. You get access to our weekly training calls, our private Facebook group. We actually push you. This community is an amazing community that will not let you off the hook. How many times have you gone to a seminar, you've set a goal, you've listened to something, you said, I'm really going to change and I'm going to be different. Okay. And then you only a few weeks later, you go back to your own old ways. It's because you let yourself off the hook. Well, if you want a community that's going to push you, who are dedicated and serious contractors, then this is the place for you. So listen, if you want faster results, if you want high value training, you want this community, and you want a money back guarantee. Okay, here's the thing. There's no bullshit here, you guys. In the Contractor Sales Academy, at the end of the year, if you've put in the work and you've not gotten a kick-ass return on investment, you pick up the phone and you call me, you call Steve, and you go, dude, I want my money back because this thing sucks. We'll write you a check, no questions asked. So you got nothing to lose other than the time it's going to take you to pick the phone up or reach out to us about the Contractor Sales Academy. All right, our next session is starting in early 2017, and we want you to be a part of it. So head to motorhard.com, and at the very top, you'll see programs, and you click that puppy, and you'll get everything you need to know of how to join the Contractor Sales Academy. And as always, if you have a question, email me at tom@motorhard.com, and I can help you sort through any questions you have about the Contractor Sales Academy. So get back your time, stop chasing the wrong clients, know who's a good fit for your business on the telephone before you waste your time running out there, learn to sell at higher prices, okay? Double your closing rate, and take back control of your business, home dog. We'll see ya. The first is a profit goal. About this time of year, everyone starts talking about their goals for the new year, and hey, our business is going to do $5 million, or our business is going to do this or that. I want to encourage you all listening to this to not have a revenue goal. Okay? Don't have a revenue goal right off the bat. Now listen, you got to know what you got to sell, and you got to know what your targets are and stuff, but I want you to start with a profit goal. Because if you start with a profit goal, and your focus is on that, remember, it's been said a million times before, you know, the things that we put our eyes on, the things we look at where our crosshairs are, if you're firing a weapon and you pull the trigger, that's where the bullet's going to go. All right, so we want to make sure that the things that we want getting better are the things that are getting our attention. And at the end of the day, you guys, the only stinking thing that matters in the business as far as the money goes is what you keep. It's not what comes in the door. All right, I've got a, you know, I have this, I call it my business growth plan calculator. And it's a simple spreadsheet that I have that, you know, is really eye-opening because it shows us the impact that just focusing on profit could have. For instance, if you have a small business and, you know, maybe you do around 350 grand a year, 360 a year, and you got 300 leads coming in and you're selling 100 jobs, your average sales $3,500, but your overhead is, you know, like 125 grand a year and stuff like that, you're only keeping 33 grand of net profit. Okay? 33 grand in net profit is about a 9% is not going to change your life. However, with some changes that we teach in our academy and some stuff we do in our coaching programs, we can turn those that same closing rate, okay, and just making a couple minor adjustments, like 10 to 15% minor adjustments in a couple key areas of the business, that $33,000 in net profit can turn into about $124,000 in net profit. So that's an increase of about $90,000 in your pocket at the end of the year if you pay attention to some of the small things. But that only happens if you have a profit goal. All right? So as you're setting your goals, focus on profit. Second goal that I want to talk about ties right into that, and that's an overhead goal. Now, when we went to Haiti several years ago to adopt my middle son, Tiga, who's now 16, we went into one of the orphanages there, And there was this sign on the wall, and I'll never forget it. It says, "To our guests, if there's anything at all that you need, please let us know and we'll show you how to do without it." Okay? Basically, that's what the sign said. And I believe that's the same way we need to approach our overhead. Okay, now overhead is the things in the business that you have to pay for, even if you don't have any jobs coming in. It's like keeping the lights on. Like, you got to pay for the internet. You got to pay for the, if you have a shop, you got to have a shop rent or payment or your mortgage payment. You got to, you might have an office staff who's coming into the office even if the guys in the field aren't working. All right, there's marketing and there's, you know, the phones and everything else, office supplies, all these things that we, air quotes here, that we have to have. Well, by having an overhead goal and sticking to that goal, saying we're only going to spend about X amount of dollar, this much money a year on our overhead, you are going to set yourself up to have a higher profit. The other thing is by making a few little changes. All right, listen, if you have $10,000 a month in overhead right now, we encourage you to shave it to $8,500. Find 15%, because I guarantee you 15% at least of the overhead money you're spending right now is a freaking waste. You're pissing it away. So have an overhead goal, stick to it. That way when, you know, some dude comes and says, hey, spend money on this, you guys should do this marketing thing, or hey, let's go out to lunch this month as a company or whatever. If it ain't in the market overhead budget, you don't do it. You say no, you have the discipline and you say no. All right, listen, one other thought on this overhead stuff. Look at your overhead like an investment account. So back to the example I gave earlier. I said the company had an investment in their overhead of $125,000 a year. What's that, around $9,500 a month, whatever that comes out to be. All right, the return on investment was only $33,000. So they spent $125,000 in overhead, and they gained an additional $33,000. Okay, not an additional, but they only made $33,000. So they spent $125,000, they made $33,000. All right, that's not good. That means they only got about a quarter of the money that they invested in the business in overhead. They got it back in profit. The other example where we made some of those little changes, we actually spent $106,000 in overhead, but we brought in $123,000 in net profit. So we had a 16% return on our investment for the year. So I want you to think of overhead like two different analogies I use all the time. One is like this investment account. So if I'm going to spend, here we tell people all the time in the Contractor Sales Academy, you're going to come and drop $6,000 a year or whatever the heck, you know, if you're on the annual plan here, it's about $6,000 a year. If you're not getting a return on investment in that, then fire us. Okay, because there's no reason that you should ever be spending overhead money that's not bringing you a return on investment. That's why it's important to track your leads. If you're doing Google AdWords and you're spending $1,500 a month on Google and you're not selling, if you're not selling at least 10, 12, 15, 20 grand a month on average from that investment, then you need to stop doing it. All right, so that's the one example. The other way, the other thing I use as an analogy for overhead is think of it like you're going to climb a mountain. You know, here in Manitou Springs, Colorado, where I live, I get to look at Pikes Peak every day. And I think about climbing that thing with 200 pounds on my back or 20 pounds on my back. And guess which one I would choose, right? So that's what your overhead is. You're climbing this mountain. Let's make sure that you're only bringing the stuff that you need. And those are the things that make you money. All right. So if you do that, just have that profit goal in mind, have an overhead goal in mind, you're going to basically crap a buttload more money in money that you keep, that net profit. All right, and the last thing before we sign off here today on setting these goals, I said there were three things. I think the third one that's really important is a time goal. All right. There's a painting contractor I know who last year took over 100 days off. All right, he made it a goal to take a buttload of time off. Why? Because you need it. You need to recharge. You need to live life. You need to do the things that fire you up. And if you're always grinding and grinding and grinding, and again, side note, we grind because our profit isn't high enough and our overhead's too high and we're stressed out and we can never take a day off, and now you're on the hamster wheel. Okay, back to the point. When you make sure that you are recharged and you're living your life, you're going to be better at work. So set a goal for how much time you actually want to work in 2017. How much time you want to work a month? How much time you want to work a week? How do you want to spend that time? And make sure you're spending that time on the high impact crap that's going to move the business forward and get you closer to those goals. Because listen, you know, we talked about a little bit, everyone behind the eight ball, most people, 70, 80% of the people in America are behind the eight ball when it comes to having even a shot at retirement. Well, whatever you make right now is your current standard of living. Okay, general rule of thumb is you're going to need like 10 to 12 times that to put, you know, to retire with. So if you make 100 grand a year right now, you need 1.2 sitting in a retirement account whenever you want to retire. And I know that's a loose number and all you financial guru people are going to give me shit about it, all right? But just go with that rule of thumb, 10 to 12 times of what you make now. And if what you're making ain't now, or what you're making now isn't cutting it, and you're scraping by now, then you know that's the wrong number as well. All right? So make sure that you're spending your time on the things that are going to matter, that are going to get you to where you want in 5, 10, 20, 30 years, however old you are listening to this. All right? So profit goals are huge, overhead goals are huge, and time goals are huge, because we only have so much time in the day. And, you know, check it out. If somebody's got five times more of the money you do, I doubt they're working five times as hard. All right. They're focused on the right things, easily focused on the right things. And they're picky. They know what to say no to, and they're choosy how they spend their time. And they have the right goals. And that formula is definitely a winning recipe for you all. All right. So hopefully that helps you just kind of get your head where it needs to be a little bit as we start heading into, quote unquote, the goal setting season. I know I threw some numbers around here on this spreadsheet and stuff. And if you, if you're listening to this, and a lot of people, I know you have a hard time hearing numbers, you need to see things. Listen, if you want to set up a time to have a conversation about, you know, whether our one-on-one coaching or our Contractor Sales Academy, and you want to look at some of the numbers and how these numbers can impact your business right now and in the future, then go ahead and reach out to me. Hit me up at tom@motorhard.com, and we'll set up a 15-20 minute phone call, no strings attached. We'll just talk about your business a little bit, and we'll see. Maybe you're on track, maybe you're not. We'll talk about the problems that you're having in your business, and I will help you walk away with some implementable, if that's even a word, actionable things that you can do right away to ease the pain and put a little more money in your bank account. All right, so with that, have a great day, have a great week. It is the fourth quarter. You're a month or about 2 weeks into the fourth quarter right now. Don't take your foot on the gas. Step on the gas. Go sell stuff. Sell. Produce. Make the most of every working day you have left. And we'll see you guys next time on the Strongpreneur Podcast. Guitars, please.